Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I'm your host, Robert Simmons, and tonight we have a very, very good, juicy topic, something that has been plaguing not only here in Florida, but around the country, and we're talking mental health, suicidal thoughts, and depression, something that has, that seems to be affecting everyone in every walk of life. But tonight, we're going to focus a little bit more on our youth, because it's a serious increase that is going on as far as suicide and depression in the community. For those of you who want to call in and give your opinion as we go further into the show, the number to call in is area code 914-205-5803. You press the number 1, that will put you in queue to speak with us live on the air. Again, that number is 914-205-5803, and remember, press the number 1, it will put you in queue. I believe on Facebook Live, I don't know what's going on with Facebook Live right now, but it's just timing out, so at any point, I can be on Facebook Live. I'm not sure I'm on Facebook Live now or not, but if I am, hello, guys. For those of you who are tuned in, listening via iTunes, I appreciate you for tuning in. Those who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, appreciate you listening that way, and also those of you that are listening through the website, we also appreciate you, and we're going to dive right into it and not waste any more time, because this is a topic that I've been talking about all week, and leading up to it, I've been getting so many phone calls and opinions about it, and guys, please call in, because it's a taboo, and I hate to always go left, but it's especially taboo in the Black community, and we cannot talk about suicidal thoughts and depression as a topic and not bring up the fact that this is a mental health issue. Not only a mental health issue, this is a mental health crisis, and it's plaguing very, especially in the Black community. But we're going to talk about everybody, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Remember, the number to call in is area code 914-205-5803, and we're just going to we're having a lot of bad weather. I don't know if you guys are watching the news, but the southern states, oh my God, it's so gloomy. I was just talking to my mom before the show, and I was like, you know, this weather, it just fits the topic of tonight. No, I'm not suicidal or depressed, but it's just so gloomy out. And I guess we'll talk about a little bit about that, because studies have shown that weather can actually affect someone with those issues. I'm going to check Facebook again right quick to see if it is finally up. I don't know what's going on. Oh my gosh, I want this. This is such an important topic. I'm probably going to take an early commercial break to kind of go and see what is really going on with, I don't know if it's the weather or what's going on, but whatever reason, Facebook Live is not up and running. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break to see what's going on. Everything else is up and running except Facebook. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back.
Melamiracle is an organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions such as eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. It is most commonly used for pain relief, such as arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness. And it works in less than 2 minutes.
Make your pain go away.
Every time you rub it in that place, that's Melamiracle. Melamiracle.
Melamiracle's organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions like eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. Most commonly used for pain relief, arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness. And it works in less than 2 minutes.
Smell the miracle. Smell the miracle.
Sorry about that technical difficulty. For whatever reason, we were not able to go Facebook Live. Now we are live. Those of you who are listening via iTunes, we appreciate you. Those of you who are listening, however you're listening, whether it's the website, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, we really do appreciate you. And again, tonight we're talking about the serious effects of suicidal thoughts and depression, which typically depression leads to suicidal thoughts. And I want you guys to call in, but I want to read some troubling information, especially concerning our younger generation here that we're dealing with. And I want you guys to call in so we can discuss what could be the reason why there's such a huge increase in suicides in young adults, younger people. I'm just going to just read some stats here just to kind of give you guys an idea to hopefully this will jolt you. This is the Washington Post. They had a report, and this report was done by William Wan, a journalist with the Washington Post. And it was done October 17th, 2019, this year. And it goes as follows. Death rates among teenagers and young adults have increased at an alarming pace in the past decade. According to a new government report, while suicide has steadily become more common across the population, the increase among youth has outpaced all other age groups. For many years, suicide among youths have been relatively rare and its frequency relatively stable. But check this out, guys. From 2007 to 2017, the number of suicides among people from the ages of 10 to 24 has increased 56%. I'm going to repeat that all over again. From 2007 to 2017, the number of suicides among people ages 10 to 24 has increased 56%. I have more. I'm not finished. Suicide has become the second most common cause of death among teenagers and young adults, overtaking homicides and outpaced only by accidents. So to kind of put that into perspective, when you think of Chicago, or they call it Chirac, or Jacksonville, the Bangham, or New Orleans, you hear a lot of, it's a lot of gun violence, is this and that, and all this, black-on-black crime or hate-on-hate crime or whatever. Kids between ages of 10 to 24 are more likely, they've passed a homicide rate, 56%. So what I'm saying is that your kid or a young adult is more likely to commit suicide than actually be shot or killed in the street. And to me, that's very, 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 very alarming. To the point of, we have to ask ourselves, how do we get here and why at such a rapid rate? Is it social media? Is it the music? Is it the way we're being taught? Is it liberalism? Is it conservatism? I mean, let's just put everything out on the table and discuss this. Remember, the number to call in is area code 914-205-5803. Press the number one. That will actually put you in queue, and you can talk about this. Why do you think kids are killing themselves? What is going on in America? What is up with our society? Is it in the water? Is it the devil? If you're a Christian, is it Satan? I mean, is it what is going on that 56? I can't even. I'm stuttering. 56%. That is ridiculous and outrageous. Please call in the press number one. I'm not sure if Facebook Live. Did Facebook Live ever come back up? Let me come and check it right quick. Oh wow. You can't even see me. That's funny. Oh wow. So the way the lighting is, this is gonna be a funny show. Wow, all you see is the shadows. Guys, screw the fact that all you see is the shadow. This is a very, very serious topic. In fact, let me go ahead here and title this. I know some of my friends are going to tease me. No, I'm not this dark. What if I was? I still would love it. This the way the lighting, I did not I'm using another camera tonight. So this is hilarious. But it's not hilarious when we're talking about suicidal thoughts and what's happening in our American society. Can I let me see something. I would not call this a technical difficulty. I would call this a lighting issue. So once again, I do apologize to those of you that are watching Facebook Live. I just turned it on myself here, and I'm like, wow, all you see is the flow and my teeth. Oh, man. Anyways, let me get back to the studio. Okay, here we are. So I'm going to read some more statistics to you. What I read should have been very, very alarming to you guys. And the number, is it not right? Wow, I cannot. Okay. 1 second. Real podcast. And the reason why you guys can't see the title, when the show first started, Facebook was not working. We have some light on the way for those of you who can't see me. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. 1 second. This is funny stuff. Give me 1 second. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. That's fine. It's fine. You're gonna get tired. Y'all don't have to hold. Tell the Facebook. Tell me how to take me as I am. Take me as I am. Your arms are gonna get tired. Yeah. Here we are. Now we're up. Okay. Gotcha. Always remember, this line of work is always some type of technical difficulty. So guys, remember the number two call in is area code 914-205-5803. Press the number one. Have to get on with the show because we only had our time program. Again, that number is area code 914-205-5803. And while we let the callers get themselves together, I'm going to go and read some more statistical things about depression, suicide. One of the things that I want to discuss is the originality of depression. Is it a societal thing? Is it genetics? And I just know from doing readings and studies, it can be both. It's fine. I'm like, those of you who cannot see what's going on that are listening via iTunes and the phone, they're trying to get the lighting right on the Facebook Live, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm more concerned about the dialogue at this point and what's going on. I mean, it was distracting at first. At first, whatever, it wasn't working. They didn't stick it to me now? Okay. Just listen. Just listen. Everything has been just thrown off a little bit. But it's okay. That's life. Guess what? I'm not going to get depressed and commit suicide because the show was not running. So that's a good thing. And if you are, if you know anyone that's sad or depressed, tell them to tune in because I want people to call in and actually get help. One of the most rewarding things in this line of work is that I've actually had the opportunity to receive emails and calls from people that say, hey, Robert, the show that you did the other day, we did a show on domestic violence, and she was going through it, and she listened to the show, and we gave out the numbers on how to get help and do that, and she was able to leave the situation that she was in, which was a domestic violence situation, and find help because she tuned in to this show. So a lot of people, when you sit back and you watch it, you know, like share videos like this because people need help. You know, if I was to get up here and start twerking, it would just go viral. Like, we know how to go viral. The problem is a lot of us just love ignorance so much to the point that it has taken over. And I think, in my opinion, that may be a part of what the problem is in today's society. When I read the statistics, we're talking from 2007 to 17, that's 7 years. Within 7 years, we have a 56% increase of ages of 10 and 24. I mean, we're talking 10-year-olds committing suicide. You didn't really hear 10-year-olds committing suicide in the 80s or even the 90s. This is something that is alarming, and it's new. I mean, to have a child at that age say, I want to take my life. I've only been on this earth a decade, and I'm ready to go. That says a lot. That's alarming. And a lot of us, we see here and we listen to shows like this, or we read statistics and we read the news reports, and we don't share how to get help and how to do things until disaster strikes home. Then all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I didn't know this person was sad or depressed. One of the saddest suicides to me was Robin Williams. Robin Williams was one of my most favorite all-time actors. I mean, oh my gosh, I just loved everything that he did. And just to see someone like him commit suicide, Don Cornelius suicide. I mean, just so many people commit suicide, even if it's by mistake, you know, just overdosing. What is it that we're going to talk about later in the program, some ways to actually help with that, like cognitive behavioral therapy, something that we all need. I actually have been using that myself with anxiety and things like that. A lot of times, your anxiety will lead to your depression. Then from depression, you will begin to get those suicidal thoughts. And I have some facts about it. These and some numbers here, because in the LGBT community, also suicides are skyrocketing at an alarming rate as well. I don't have the accurate numbers on those, but when you watch the news, you see that if you're in the LGBTQ plus community, please, I want to hear from you. You call in. We want to hear. And while we're doing that, if you're listening to the show, I'm going to give these numbers out several times as we go along. And this is a crisis line for if you have any type of suicidal thoughts whatsoever for the LGBT communities, 24-hour hotline. And that number is area code 866-488-7386. That's 866-488-7386. And that's just the LGBTQ hotline, right? The transgender or trans life lifeline, they have a whole separate number. Suicide rates are even higher amongst transgender people. And that right there can be a whole show by itself. But if you're even in that area, the area is 877-565-8860. Again, that's 877-565-8860. And people, this is a serious matter. You know, and like I said, a lot of times it doesn't affect us until we see someone that we know that passed from suicide, or we get to a point in our life where we feel like we want to do that ourselves. I know a lot of people personally, they wanted or tried to commit suicide. One of the telltale signs of somebody being depressed, and it's funny, a lot of people don't realize this, is constant posting of random posts on Facebook. I actually read a study. I was like, I'm not even going to read this on Facebook because so many people are going to get upset with me. You know, a lot of people are going to be like, is it me? Am I depressed and all that? A lot of people are depressed because of Facebook, but they show it even more so on social media. And, oh, my gosh, I am coming up on a hard break. I have a virtual producer now. So, actually, I'm going to take a commercial break, and we're going to take a call. Or what I'm going to do first is take the call, then go to commercial break. I hope they're all okay with that. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air? No. Okay, well, I guess we'll go to a commercial break, and then we'll take more calls. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mela Miracle is an organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions such as eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. It is most commonly used for pain relief, such as arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness. And it works in less than 2 minutes.
Make your pain go away.
Every time you rub it in that place, that's Mela Miracle. Mela Miracle.
Mela Miracle is organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions like eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. Most commonly used for pain relief, arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness. And it works in less than 2 minutes.
Mela Miracle. Mela Miracle.